Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hey, baddies. Happy Tuesday.
Yay, Tuesdays.
Oh, another Tuesday. The world keeps on turning.
The world keeps on spinning.
Just Tuesdays never fucking end, do they?
I feel like Tuesday is just an extension of fuck you Mondays.
Yeah. Well, for us.
Thank
yes.
God for us.
Alan's literally, we had 1 week off. We haven't had a week off in months and months and months. And he was like, I feel like something is missing tonight. Like, we're not
doing an episode. Something's
yeah.
not right.
So before we start this episode, baddies, we heard from one of our baddies really sad news. That one of our listeners, her name was Gianna, she's 21 years old, and she died of terminal cancer. And her sister, Jamie, reached out to us because she said she was a huge fan of Bad Examples and that she started listening in the hospital and that her and her sister really bonded over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really sweet. And she said at first, Jamie was like, you know, when I found out my little sister was listening to X-rated content, are we
X-rated content? Oh, my God.
Yes, we are.
Oh, my God.
She's like, you know, at first I was a little like, oh, no, she should be listening to this. And then she said, you know what? I realize everything she's been through, she's not a baby anymore.
Not only not a baby, but we have so many deeper conversations of like relating to things that people don't talk about.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes people need that, especially somebody who's sitting in a room and like life is just not going the way she had planned. Like to just let loose for that hour, it really helps somebody.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what we wanted from the beginning.
That's
the
what we always
escape.
Said. We didn't want this to be anything deep. It was lighthearted. It's girl talk. It's stuff that some people can't talk about with their friends.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really proud that Gianna used us to like get her through those hospital days.
Yeah.
And really thankful. So this episode will be dedicated to her and thankfully to her sister Jamie who brought this to our attention.
And you know, Jamie said Gianna made her family and her baddie family proud that she fought really hard up until the end and that she was even so focused on getting her degree that she took her final 2 weeks before she died.
Wow.
Which like Gianna, I mean.
Oh, she's going to cry. I know.
Could you imagine? Like,
no.
If I know I'm going to die, am I going to take my final?
Nope.
No, I can't wait
to be
like. But you know
what? Some people really just want that accomplishment and say, I did
and
that.
And it is. And I'm blown away
great.
By her.
Yeah,
she's
amazing.
An amazing person.
Yeah.
An amazing person.
And it really
it's
takes
not
like
fair.
Inner strength to want to complete something that badly. I would be out doing God knows what.
That's what
God
I'm saying.
God bless this person.
And
yeah.
I'm like. You know, I don't know. Life is not fair because she just sounded like an amazing human being. And it's really not fair. She's not here anymore. And the world could have for sure used her. And Jamie just wanted to share one thing because her sister wrote diaries. And she said, you know, in the event of the death, like in the event of my death, she asked her sisters to take her sister to take her diaries. Which is just, you know, so heavy.
To let
but,
somebody
yeah.
into your life like that after you're gone and you have no control over them reading everything about you is a real, real level of trust.
And her sister said, like, I pretty much knew her through and through, but I've learned so much more about her. There's so many layers to peel back, like, you know, and she said that she had some great life advice from before she was even diagnosed. So she wanted to share this snippet of something she wrote in December 2019. She said, have an open mind and heart. God, am I going to cry?
I haven't seen this yet, so I don't know.
Have an open mind and heart. Don't spend your time worrying what others think. Your time is too short, too valuable. The ball is in your court. It's your life. Live it. Yeah. Travel the places you've never been and spread joy to those who need it. Fulfill yourself. It is no one's responsibility. So that's some really great words of wisdom from our baddie,
a 21-year-old
Gianna.
Who really understood life before you really get it, and she got it. So if anything, if nothing at all, she definitely lived a longer life than because she was just wise beyond her years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's really a shame that we don't get to have somebody like that in this type of world in this day and age because that's the type of people we need.
And, you know, Jamie, thanks for sharing your sister's story. This episode is for her. And we purposely
Hopefully we
gave
can
her...
make you laugh. And
we gave her a very inappropriate story to be dedicated to. So.
Yes. Well, this is what we're here for, is to make you question your 21-year-old sister's questionable choices of what she's listening to. So.
Can you imagine she's in the hospital? She's like, you're listening to Bad Examples.
Yeah, God, I don't think anyone should listen to us, but okay.
But like, I just love it. They bonded over it. And,
no, it's very
makes
special.
Me happy. And like, these are the stories that, you know, make me want to keep doing the show because sometimes I think it's for no reason and we're rooting people, but we are hoping.
Who's ever listening to this, and then like the amount of people who are, I'm truly shocked by every week.
Shocked.
Every week. Thanks for spending Tuesdays with us.
You know, the when you meet somebody like in a normal setting and they go, oh my God, I listened to the show. I
don't know what
red.
To say. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
I did a wedding a couple weeks ago and this girl was like, oh my God, I love Bad Examples. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, that was my first thoughts. I apologize.
Yeah. I apologize. Mother and daughters have told me, oh my God, we love the show. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm mortified.
Mortified.
Like, I'm sorry you listened to us. We're awful. Like, well, first of all, my voice alone is like fucking such a horrible thing to wake up to on a Tuesday morning. On top of it, me and Jess's like actual knowledge of nothing is
of nothingness.
Mind blowing.
Like, this is what happens. The girl's like, hi, I'm a fan of your show. I listen all the time. And all that's running through my head, no words come out. All I think is,
dick.
Oh no, she knows I have a dildo named Michael B. Jerkin. Like,
yeah, yeah.
How could I look this person in the eyes? So, so anyway, this episode dedicated to Gianna because you had a great sense of humor and you were an awesome human being. Yeah. And I think you would have enjoyed this. I think you would have enjoyed knowing.
I think she's listening to it now.
Yeah. I think you would have enjoyed knowing that there is a company in Las Vegas that is offering. It's called Love Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And it's offering 45-minute Mile High Club flights over the skies of Las Vegas, a.k.a. you can pay $1,000 to fuck in the sky.
I'm here for it because that is one thing that I've not done.
She doesn't know anything else about it. Fucking sky.
I am not part of a Mile High Club and I truly feel left out. I feel like I wasn't invited to the lunch table.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
So essentially this, you know, Love Cloud, this company said, if you want to join the Mile High Club without being banned from an airline,
I do.
They're going to let you have sex in the sky for the price tag of $1,000.
What? That's phenomenal.
So what's really cool and also really gross is that they equip the plane with red satin sheets, sex position pillows, and a foam mattress. So they give you... Now, this is the greatest thing because...
I'm here for this.
They want you to fuck in the sky, but you can literally do anything you want once you're up there. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a free-for-all.
Why don't me and you just do this? Well, should we do an episode in the sky?
Yeah.
Go fund me.
But, you know...
Looking straight at Alan, he's like, don't look at me.
Only flies.
Only flies.
I'm done.
But, you know, I found this super interesting.
Who votes Danny and Jess fuck in the sky?
So this is my thought. So, you know, they even they give the pilots noise canceling headphones.
Yo, this company thought
like,
of everything.
Is that safe?
Yes, because how
what if
distracting.
I'm like, help me, the plane's going down.
No.
And he's just like.
How distracting if he's like. Hello, 1,000 hours, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, in the background. Like, it's got to be distracting. You got to get the canceling headphones. I get it.
Excuse me, is that your sex sound?
No, it was like a fake, like, you know.
It was
I'm
pretty
trying...
good. I liked it.
No, it's not. It's much better.
Alan, please get that clip. And I want
we'll play
it.
It
I want
over
to be
and
able
over.
To,
yeah, let's please. On repeat.
Cut
and whenever
it.
Whenever anybody says something weird, we'll just be like,
I'm not joking. I want it.
Wait, so I just think that, like, a plane for safety. What?
I said penetration.
Penetration.
Planetation.
Yep. I think the noise canceling headphones has to be because otherwise it's severely distracting when you're trying to listen to coordinates and the girl's screaming like harder. Right?
It's the awkwardness of it for me. It's like when you go to a brothel, you have to get past the like uncomfortableness of
first
picking
of all, you
out
gotta
a whore.
Like log in. You gotta like check into the like the place. It's like we know why you're here.
Yeah, right. That's exactly.
Yeah, like imagine the stewardess being like, "Hi, welcome aboard," and then she's looking at you, and you're like, "I know why you're here." Like we about
you.
To fuck. We're not about to fuck. We about to fuck. Like it's going down in the air.
The co-owner of Love Cloud said almost every single flight ends in complete happiness.
I bet.
So this company is kind of cool with the flight because they actually offer. I mean, again, you could pay this $1,000 and you guys, you know, you're not forced to fuck, but you can do your vow renewals in the air.
Mm-hmm.
They can do a romantic flight with a 3-course meal. They'll feed your ass on the plane.
Wow.
Just remember, someone fucked 3 feet from where you're saying I love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually less than 3
probably
feet.
Less yeah probably where you're saying it you're sitting in the same spot yeah
also I do have to say I do love the name Love Cloud.
It's phenomenal because
it's phenomenal.
It should have been called the Intimacy Cloud, but I get it. It's Love Cloud is fine.
It goes either
a little
way.
Yeah, a little PG for my taste, but that's fine.
Love Cloud.
I honestly thought it was going to be like a music streaming system or something. Like, honestly, I didn't think anything was headed in this direction.
Oh, Oh my God.
But it is what it is.
I see, I've thought about it.
The point of the Mile High Club is that you're sneaky about it. It's right. Scandalous. It's risque. Right. It's fun. When you jump on an airplane to have sex, it's almost like we could have done this in a hotel and just lied to people and said we're on the Mile High Club. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not their target audience because I have a really big fear of flying. Like,
I don't like flying, and I skeeve the bathrooms on a flight, but like, I'd still rather do it in there, risque, knowing that like I shouldn't be doing this rather than having like a full blown plane to myself.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. When I'm taking off, I'm thinking about life and death. I'm not thinking about horniness. You know what I mean? It's the farthest thing from my mind.
I'm not.
I'm thinking about how I'm going to say my goodbyes.
Yeah, like, I'm making my last phone call.
Right. I'm like, who's going to get it?
Yeah. Also,
will it be Alan?
Like, it's $1,000. Maybe. Does it say how long you have? Like, people,
let's see.
Is it $1,000 for a half hour? $1,000 an hour?
Excellent
like,
question. Trey Tease. Let's see.
Because you know why? Some men take not that long. Is it half price? Like, right. My man takes 40 seconds. Can I?
We come back down?
Can we just fly up and turn around and come back down? Like, how does that work? Do I have to pay the full $1,000? Some men go 2 hours.
Oh, here we go. All right. So they have packages. If you were going to do the silver package, you would get a 45-minute flight for two. 45 minutes? You know, I don't know. You might have a...
I've gone easily 45 minutes.
Stage fright being in the sky. What if you can't get it up?
That's wasted money because you still have to pay for it.
Well, you'd be spending $1,000.
You pop a blue pill before. That's what
you must. It's a must.
It's a guarantee.
The gold package is 60 minutes.
Also, I'm a little disappointed with their packages that they don't have more interesting names for their package.
I agree.
Like a small package, the large package. This is crazy that one, this has never been a thing before.
So their pricing is kind of weird because it's $1,000 for a flight, but they add a limousine add-on package. The limousine's $300. It seems like a lot of money if it's only $1,000 to fly.
Also, I'm fucking in the limo also.
Right. Yeah.
We're making a full day of this.
It's foreplay in the limo.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Does the limo driver wear ear things?
Yes, air-canceling headphones. It's foreplaying on land, sex in the air.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, so I thought this was interesting. I don't know. I'm curious. So Tracy, you would fuck in the sky. Alan,
hell yeah.
Would you?
What do you mean?
Do you want to see the plane? It ain't a big plane.
I don't want to fuck on a plane that is designed for people to fuck in.
I will for research purposes, but I would rather it be risque in a bathroom, honestly, on a plane to make the Mile High Club effective. I feel like this is cheating.
I feel like I don't want to know somebody else's balls have been exactly where mine are at currently.
Mm. You know, it's like that's where hotels are for. You know that, right?
I'm really excited about our newest partner, Athletic Greens. And the reason I am is because I literally take this product every single day. I started taking AG1 because it's no secret. I am a terrible vegetarian. I eat cheese and carbs. Pretty much that's it. And it's been taking a toll on me. I'm a mom. I'm tired. And with one scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. No lie. You guys have been there. Maybe we're relying on fucking goldfish too much. Guilty. And like, it's time to take back our health. And you know what? No matter what, AG1 is lifestyle friendly. So whether you're keto, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, you can take this stuff. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. And it still tastes good. And the thing about Athletic Greens, like when you think healthy, you just think it's going to be super expensive, but it actually costs less than $3 a day. And you're investing in your health, and that's cheaper than your cold brew habit. Yikes. Attack. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills or supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/bad examples. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/bad examples to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Meditation may be something that you've been hearing about, but maybe you're a little intimidated to try it and you've yet to try it for yourself. If you haven't and you're interested, and I think everybody can benefit from meditation, I suggest Calm. And what Calm does is it helps you feel more at ease from the moment you start. You're going to find somewhere that's comfortable and familiar to you, like your couch or your bed, and tune into Calm. We're partnering with Calm, and it's the number one mental wellness app. And it's because it gives you the tools to improve the way you feel. With Calm, you're going to reduce stress and anxiety through guided meditations. You're going to improve focus with curated music tracks and rest and recharge with Calm's imaginative sleep stories for children and adults. There's even new daily movement sessions designed to relax your body and uplift your mind. It just like Calm just makes me calm. There's just something about it. If you go to calm.com/bad examples, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. Over 100 million people around the world have used Calm to take care of their minds. Calm is ready to help you stress less, sleep more, live a happier, healthier life. Honestly, I've tried meditation in the past. It is not easy. It's a challenge. If you're up for a challenge that can really improve your lifestyle and your livelihood, I truly, truly recommend Calm. I'm excited. Everyone's using it. It's the number one app. Calm.com/bad examples. 40% off a Calm premium subscription. That's tits. Try it out. Let me know how you do. Who's that?
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for its sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Baddies, do you smell that? Spring is in the air. With the smell of fresh blooms and the sun shining down on us, you can't help but feel inspired to spice things up and explore your inner desires and fantasies. You can find stories that match this mood this season on Dipsy. What's Dipsy? Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and characters, no matter who you're into or what turns you on. Find stories about that intriguing coworker with a British accent. Oh, I'm from Britain. Yeah, there's nothing horny about that. I'm sure he'll do it better. Or think about hooking up with your hot yoga instructor. I mean, these are all our fantasies, right? Like, mine's like hooking up with the hot dad from school, even though my daughter doesn't go to school. I imagine that happening one day. That's kind of cool, right? But you don't have to imagine it. You can listen to it on Dipsy. New content is released every week. So in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. Dipsy also has sleep stories, wellness stories, and now they also offer written stories. It is your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, or heat things up with a partner. I like that. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. dipsystories.com/bad examples. What's your fantasy? Look at this. Yo, wait, huh?
Wait, can I see?
This is the founder. Is he hot? He's kind of cute.
It's giving me Colin Farrell Americanized with Tom Cruise mixed in there.
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
like
I don't know.
Like Risky Business Tom Cruise mixed in there, not current day weirdo. Post jumping on the couch Tom Cruise.
You know, we've reached peak, like, what a time to be alive when you could just get a plane to fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I support this guy. What's his name?
His name.
Are we getting paid for this support?
That no.
Why are we? Okay, Andy, let's sign you on as a sponsor. We just made you so much money.
We don't even. Yeah, Andy, how about you just put Tracy in the sky and we'll talk about it on the show?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
I'll interview after and let you know how it went.
Andy, come through.
Hit us up. Andy from Love Cloud.
Hot Andy Love Cloud. You know, I want to read just a few quotes from the pilot of Love Cloud.
Yeah, I would like to know what Andy has to say.
He says, you come with a smile on your
face. How does he spell it?
And you leave with a bigger smile on your face.
What an idiot. He had a word opportunity. Yeah, he had a full-blown dad cum joke and he didn't even take it. What an idiot.
Oh my goodness. I think my biggest beef, like, I get the noise-canceling headphones, but at the same time,
but
like,
do we know if they're noise-canceling or we just tell them it is? I feel like they're sickos on the airplane.
People that have done this before said that.
Are there reviews?
Because there's members of the mile. You could become a member. Like, you could fuck in the sky, like, weekly, I guess.
That seems uneventful. It becomes very mundane.
Like a job.
Yeah. Like, oh, don't I forget, mean, Thursday, we fuck in the sky. Like, could sex right, get any worse than scheduling it?
These are not people that are scheduling things with their wife.
This is not a wife thing. Yeah, this is side chick, big side chick energy.
It's like, have you ever, and it's always a different girl.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever had sex in the air?
Yeah, want to try it? And then meanwhile, the flight attendant's like, hey, you're back?
Oh my God.
Same as last week?
All right, so Tracy's out for the fly in the sky. I'm out. Alan?
I'm out.
You're out. All right.
Yeah. I'd rather just, I feel like that's the whole point of it, is that you could get caught. And when there's no risk of getting caught, it's like, is
Tracy,
this regular?
Amazing point. I'm so with you.
Yeah.
Because I really like that. I'm into that, like, ooh, this is bad.
And, yeah. Like, me and Jess are queens of, we should not be doing this, but we are. And
this
we're
is why I was like a serial cheater, because I'm like, ooh, this is fun.
Yeah. And I, the opposite, because I was like, I can't handle the guilt. So I did not. But Jess loves the guilt. She's like, should not be doing this. Me, I'm more like voyeurism, exhibitionist. I should not be doing this. Jess is just...
remember, if you get caught, you're on the sex offender registry.
Hmm. Oh.
That's plot twist.
Plot twist.
Yeah. Did I not know this?
I think I've said it before. I've got a friend who's a flight attendant, and she told me, she's like, yeah, if you try to join the Mile High Club and you are caught, you are added to the sex
offender
registry.
But where is their proof that we were fucking? Maybe he was just helping me, like, put a tampon in or, like... Like,
that's where your mind goes. He's helping me put it down. Has anyone helped you do that before?
No, but like you have time to come up with something to be like, we were in the bathroom for a reason. Like, yeah, I'm struggling right now. I needed help.
It's not that situation. I mean, like, if you are caught in the act,
oh,
if you're blowing your guy in the eye, if some's dick is out.
Well, yeah, that's, you can't blow somebody in public. We know that, but behind closed doors.
Oh no, Trey, I just could just picture it now. The, like, what are the, like, the police on the plane called?
Air Marshal.
Air Marshal. Where they really should call them police on a plane.
Police on a plane.
When the police on a plane knock on the door and Tracy's like, oh, just hold on, he's putting a tampon in for me. That's believable.
Yeah, after he's already heard.
No, I know. I can be
Wait, Alan, insert her sound right here.
Yeah, it's not my real sound.
It is now.
It can be. I don't hate it.
It can
be. It's fine.
Insert it like 100 times right here. We'll leave a little gap.
I'm still risking it.
Okay.
I'm still risking it over paying $1,000. I support people who want to do that, though. It definitely is like, let's try this for one time. But, like, it just takes the fun out of it.
$1,000 is not bad.
It's really not that expensive. It's a fun date night.
For sure.
Like $500.
Yeah.
It's a fun date night. Something to experience that you could say you did together.
Yeah.
But, like, do I think it's something that people are going to do more than once unless they're fucking creepy and they're using it as, like, a pickup line? I don't think so.
Like, they have like a membership and they
take
different
women. The fact
women.
That you're a membership is huge red flag for anybody. Like, what do you mean a membership?
You mean if you meet a man and he's got a Mile High membership, you should be alert, on high alert? All right, fair enough. I'll give you that one.
Should be on Mile High alert.
Wow. That's the joke right there.
Oh, well, baddies, this has been yet another informative episode.
Yes, yet another. Risk over planning.
Reward.
Risk over planning.
Yeah.
I'm not for the scheduled sex. I've never been the one to schedule.
Although, if the CEO of Love Cloud.
I'm like, yeah, unless Andy just happens to reach out and offer it to us, we will try it.
Absolutely. We will try anything once.
We will try
once.
For sure. This I'm trisexual. We will try and see how it goes.
And by we, I mean she.
And by we mean volunteering me.
Imagine I come in the limo with you guys, like, to document everything. It'd be so fun.
The funny part is I don't have a you guys to go. I'd have to literally find somebody because I don't have nobody right now. So
thank you guys for another Titty Tuesday. And again, thank you, Jamie, for telling us a Gianna story. And I hope this episode made you laugh and smile today.
And reflected on how horrible of an influence we were to your 21-year-old sister.
Mm-hmm.
What an angel for listening to us. And we're really thankful that she let us be there for the end of her journey.
This one's for you. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.